From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Ragger Justin reports for the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul announced on December 20th that New York will offer a $50 million tax credit for employers to build childcare centers for their employees or hire third-party providers for those services. Hochul said, and I quote, "Let's find a pathway for new businesses as they're setting up shop that they can actually start incorporating a childcare facility on their premises. In a tight labor market, this can be the difference between someone working for one employer or another based on whether or not they have childcare available," end quote. Hochul also announced $50 million in capital funding to build or expand childcare centers. More than 28,000 families in New York lack childcare because of understaffing, according to a report published earlier this year by the advocacy group Empire State Campaign for Childcare. The eligibility cutoff for childcare assistance was also raised recently in New York from $83,000 for a family of four to $93,200. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Annie Conning in the New York Times reports that Representative Mark Molinaro's first year in Congress was historic. The House of Representatives only voted for 27 bills that became law. That is an average of one law every 2 weeks. Many of the 27 bills passed were not substantial, such as naming a facility after someone. The Democrats provided more votes than the Republican majority to approve the most important governing bills, from funding the government to prevent a shutdown to raising the debt ceiling to avert a default. The Republican majority in the House held 720 votes in all, with only 27 becoming law, and that is more voting and less lawmaking than at any other time in the last decade, according to the Bipartisan Policy Center. Last year, when Democrats had unified control of Congress, the House held 549 votes and passed 248 bills that were signed into law. The House did oust Republican serial liar George Santos, and they also sanctioned three Democrats, but they did not pass many laws. Read more about this story in the New York Times. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. electricity costs have reached their lowest levels of the year. The current 6.4 cents per kilowatt hour is down from 13.7 cents per kWh a year ago. Central Hudson price of natural gas is now 49.3 cents per 100 cubic feet, down from 87.5 cents last year at this time. Central Hudson is asking the New York Public Service Commission to increase electric rates by 16% and natural gas rates by 19%, and a decision on that is expected next year. Public Service Commission has recently criticized the utility's billing practices, citing negligence, defects, and mismanagement. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, and COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.